staff to reach out to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. We're talking about an issue that's, I understand it's a pretty broad subject, but it is very necessary for us to understand the enemy that we're up against. It's necessary for us to understand today, as Christians, conservatives, and patriots, what is taking place. We're calling the issue today, Faith Under Fire. Our biblical values are under attack. And we're witnessing that taking place today. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says, and one of our callers just a moment ago talked about Matthew 24, verse 12. But you go back up to verse 9. It says, "Then they shall deliver you to the to be afflicted and to kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations." That's ethnos, a people, a race of people, for my name's sake. Ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing the hatred, the animus against the Christians, the Christian faith, the morals, ethics, and values in America as no other time in the history of our nation. We just talked about, and we'll cover it in more depth, we just talked about the, and you heard it on the top of the hour news, where a gunman drives his truck into the front of a church crowded with people worshiping on Sunday in Michigan, and gets out and starts shooting, kills four, I believe it's 8 or 10 that's wounded, and they don't know how many they will find out of the rubble where he set the building aflame, and the church building was totally engulfed, totally destroyed by fire as a result of the gunman. And now you can claim he had PTSD, you can claim anything that you want to, but it's a demonic battle that we're faced with. Demonic battle. I'm looking at the headlines again. I've got several articles on it. Gunman opens fire inside a Michigan church, sets building afire. President Trump says, listen, this is President Trump's statement, another attack on Christians. Now that's a pretty powerful statement from the president. He's exactly right. Let me read his further statement. President Trump posted a message on Truth Social stating that the attack was targeted and said the FBI was already on the scene. This appears, quote President Trump, this appears to be yet another targeted attack on Christians in the United States of America. Now, you would have never heard that statement from Auto Pen Sleepy Joe Biden, but that's exactly what is taking place. It is my sentiment totally that we're witnessing an attack on Christians, Christianity, morals, ethics, and values in America. Look at another headline. I've just got a fistful of headlines about the recent murder of those in the church in Michigan. 4 killed, 8 injured in shooting and fire at Michigan Church. Suspect is identified. The FBI is leading the investigation into the deadly attack, which is being investigated as an act of targeted violence. The article further reads, so far, 4 church members are confirmed to have died in the Sunday attack, while police warning that they could find other victims in the burned-down debris of the building. One victim is in critical condition, while seven others are in stable condition. A 40-year-old suspect drove his vehicle to the front door of the church, according to the press conference. He then exited the vehicle, firing several rounds, and then set the building on fire. Ladies and gentlemen, what is it coming to in America where Christians will be fearful of going to church because of an attack on the perceived enemy? And that perceived enemy is nothing less than you and me, each of us that claim to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, you recall also the murder of the Covenant Christian School Academy, where a wannabe transgender, a female wanted to be a male, was armed, went into the school, and shot some of the teachers, several of the students. The same thing we're seeing replayed. It's almost like a second chapter, second verse of the same song, if you will. We're witnessing that. We've witnessed the continual abuse of the laws and the attack of our biblical values, where schools continue to promote males going into female bathrooms. We continue, ladies and gentlemen, to see things of this nature taking place and wonder, why is this so? I'm looking at a headline, a judge blocks the school's punishment of a student who questioned why a girl was in boys' locker room. Now, you would think, well, that's a flip-flop. In Virginia, northern part of Virginia, Lowndes County, I believe is probably the most perverted school district in the United States of America. We've heard about that over and over and over again. In fact, the female governor candidate that's running to replace Youngkin is rank liberal. And her position is that bathrooms ought to be open, locker rooms, shower rooms open. That if you have gender dysphoria and you feel that you're a boy and you want to go in the boys' bathroom and you're a girl or vice versa, it should be okay. But here's the reverse trend that took place as a result of that bathroom policy. Looking at the headline, judge blocks school's punishment of a student who questioned why a girl was in boys' locker room. A federal court is blocking Lowndes County School Board, that's LCBSB, for suspending a male student who simply questioned why a girl was in the boys' locker room. A female student who reported a claim to be a male was allegedly recording, that's video recording, students in the boys' locker room, including one male student who was using the restroom. In the video, male voice can be heard asking why the girl was in the boys' space. Two boys were later suspended and accused of sexual harassment over the incident. The Department of Education on the same day declared LCPS, that is Lowndes County School Board, illegally discriminated and retaliated against three male students who questioned why the girl was in the locker room. Lowndes County adherence to the racial gender ideology has repeatedly placed its students in harm's way. And the state U.S. Department of Education said, we urge the county to abandon its reliance upon postmodern ideology and instead embrace the requirements of law by coming into compliance with Title IX of the for the U.S. Department of Education. Ladies and gentlemen, does it seem to you that everything's gone haywire? Well, all that we see, as I call it, that's gone haywire, falls into the realm of morals, ethics, and values. If we have biblical values, and if God's word says in Genesis 1:27 that God created male and female, created he them, that's two genders. God didn't create 157 genders. There's two. God didn't create the LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever it is, agenda, the sodomite agenda. It is created by those individuals that's wanting to pervert God's plan. So I see it as an affront to God's word, to God's plan for this whole world. I find it amazing that an entire party, the Democratic Party, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, somehow, some way, have the mindset that you can continue down the road that we're going and it's going to preserve society in some way. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough to see the moral, ethical values being destroyed and shredded. It's bad enough to see what our schools are doing and total disregard for morals, ethics, and values. It's bad enough to see what is taking place with the mass murders, the shootings that continue to escalate. It's because of those that see the headlines and decide, I'm going to get my name in the headlines also. It's those that are marginal, and yet they have a mindset that I'm going to correct all wrongs, especially you go back with Charlie Kirk's murder. What was the key element? The murderer was living with a transgender individual. The murderer was living in an immoral, ungodly lifestyle. The murderer that killed Charlie Kirk believed that somehow, some way, Kirk was impinging upon his way of life, and therefore he called him, the murderer, said that Charlie Kirk was speaking, preaching hate. Ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Kirk was preaching truth, just as we find now. Those across America, many of them that are crouching in fear as a result of the shooting in the church and the burning down of the church building. A little parenthetical footnote. I believe churches need to be armed. I believe churches need to have men in the church that are armed. I believe there's a need today to have churches armed and prepared to face the enemy when they walk in the door. I believe that God would have us to be wise. I believe God would have us to be prepared. I go back to Nehemiah when he was building the wall around Jerusalem. The enemy kept coming and making threats. The enemy said in the fourth chapter of Nehemiah that we're going to keep on coming in until and threatening. We have a conspiracy that we're going to come in, and at unknown time, unrecognized time, we're going to come in and kill all you folks at night. And Nehemiah armed his people as they were laying the doing the mortar, putting the brick or the stone in place for the wall. They had a spear in one hand and the trowel in the other hand to carry out the masonry work. And in the fourth chapter, the 21st, Nehemiah challenged his people and says, our God will fight for you. And that's the key that we need to understand today. We need to understand what is happening. And ladies and gentlemen, it's bad enough to see the moral, ethical values, but also our biblical values in relationship to the rights of we the people. We have the biblical right in the United States of America to be Christians or Jews or whatever denomination, but yet we have those somehow, some way, as the mindset that if you're a Christian or a Jew, you don't have a right. And I'm talking about Dearborn, Michigan. I'm looking at the headline, Playing Favorites. Investigation shows how Dearborn, Michigan's Muslim leaders go hostile on Christians and Jews. The Muslim mayor of Dearborn, Michigan, recently put his city in an unwelcome spotlight when he told a Christian resident and a taxpayer who was objecting to the promotion of violence to go away. Literally, the mayor, and I'm not calling his name, he's an Islamic, scolded residents, telling him, although you live here, you're not welcome here. The dispute has arisen over the renaming of streets in honor of a business operator who publicly has promoted Hezbollah and Hamas terrorism. Now, an investigation by the Federalists has revealed that the Muslim leaders of the Muslim-influenced city are making it a hostile place, hear me, a hostile place for Christians and Jews to reside. Jewish leaders already called the city America's Jihad Capital, and it's under the domination and influence completely of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me talk about it before, and may I, at a risk of redundancy, remind you again. We're witnessing the uprising, the standing up, and demanding power, control, and submission from others. That standing up, power, and control by the Islamic community. Ladies and gentlemen, across America, we're witnessing, and if the Islamic jihadist is elected in New York City, a Muslim will dominate the nation's largest populated city in America. And if you think what is happening in Dearborn, Michigan is some kind of something that will not happen anyplace else, if the one that is the leading candidate, leading by 44% as the in the New York City mayoral candidacy, mayoral race. If that takes place, we'll watch the nation's largest city go into an Islamic ghetto. We'll watch the nation's largest city turn into an Islamically controlled ghetto. And that's happened all over Europe. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we find President Trump in his United Nations address, he talked about the open borders in the European nations and how that was destroying the cities and the nation. As a result of that, the Islamic mayor of London openly chided President Trump and called him Islamophobic and racist. Ladies and gentlemen, that's supposed to cause you to stop and stop saying anything about the reality of what's happening in that realm. I want to read you from the Noble Quran. That is the Islamic holy book. Surah, they don't call them chapters, it's called surahs, S-U-R-A-H, S-U-R-A. Either one is surah. Surah 2, 191. And kill them, that is all non-believers, wherever you find them, kill them, such is the recompense of the disbelievers, that's all non-Muslims. Surah 2, 193. Fight until there's no more disbelief in Allah. Surah 2, 216. Jihad, that is holy fighting in Allah's cause, is ordained for all Muslims. Surah 456. Those who disbelieve in Allah, we shall burn them in fire. Surah 4, 101. The disbelievers, that is all non-Muslims, are ever unto you an open enemy. Surah 4, 102. Allah has prepared a humiliating torment for all non-Muslims. I could go on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, reading from the noble, it's called Quran. That is the holy book for the Islamics. In other words, what I'm trying to get you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're witnessing today across America, faith under fire, our biblical values under assault. And that's taking place as a demonic delusion that's permeating our society today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad to see that taking place. But I'm going to read you another portion. There's several articles on this Islamic push in Dearborn, Michigan. U.S. Muslim mayor to Christian citizen, you're not welcome here. Move away. A Muslim mayor in Dearborn, Michigan has stunned with his vitriol against a Christian resident in the city who simply objected to the promotion of violence. The mayor scolded the residents, a Christian, although you live here, you're not welcome here. Ladies and gentlemen, you say that can't happen in our city. That can't happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening. It's taking place today. And we're witnessing what we're talking about today is witnessing our faith under fire. We're witnessing biblical values under assault. And that is taking place at a rapid rate. You recall just a few weeks ago the murder on the train in North Carolina. I'm looking at our article. It says the brutal, cold-blooded murder on that train was terrible in and of itself, but was really a reflection of a far greater problem in American culture today. And that's exactly correct. That's the culture. And the thing that is sad about that, ladies and gentlemen, when that young lady was from Ukraine, was murdered on the train, five people sitting and watching did nothing. I'm looking at the headline that says, a young woman dying in front of five adults. She was bleeding out, her life pouring out onto the ground, and they did nothing. Not one person rushed to her side. Not one person pressed their hands on her wound. Not one lifted a finger to save her. They just sat there watching as her final moment slipped away. That is not just failure, that is moral collapse. And here is the truth. Nobody in the media wants to say it out loud. If the roles had been reversed, if the victim had been a young black woman and the bystanders were white, you know exactly what the media would be saying. It goes on and on, ladies and gentlemen. There was silence. There should be national outrage, as this writer says in this article. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've witnessed the continual abuse of the morals, ethics, and values in every declension and every facet of society in America. We're witnessing the Islamic jihadist uprising in America. By the way, in my book entitled Is Islam Tolerant, 25 chapters, about 340 pages, if you don't buy the book, if you don't read anything else but the 25th chapter, it talks about where we're going in America under the influence of Islam And it looks at what happened since the 1960s in the nation of the Netherlands. It looks at what is happening since the 1990s with the open borders in all of Europe and what has taken place with the total uprising and the takeover of Islam in the European countries. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump has had to send in troops now into, Oregon? He's talking about what is happening in the states across America that are the blue states, as it's called, the open border states, the states where there's sanctuary cities. Ladies and gentlemen, that's taking place in a proliferating state across America. As it proliferates, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump is trying to quell the outrage that is taking place, along with trying to stop the illegal invaders from coming in. I'm looking at a headline that is very, very frightening. It says, under siege, Trump orders Hegseth to send troops into the war-ravaged Portland. President Trump has made good on his plan to send U.S. troops into Portland, Oregon, a city that has more than its share of violent protesters at the hand of Antifa and other left-wing agitators. President Trump posted the news on Truth Social Saturday, emphasizing, listen, Trump says he's authorizing full force, if necessary, to protect immigration and customs enforcement facilities in Oregon's largest city. Trump, at the request of Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, I am declaring Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to provide all necessary troops to protect the war-ravaged Portland, Oregon, and any of our ICE facilities under siege from attack by Antifa and other domestic terrorists. I am authorizing full force if necessary. He sent 150 troops to Memphis, Tennessee recently. He's talking about he's already going into Chicago. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in trouble in America, and it comes from a demonic delusion that somehow, some way, Christians are the responsible party. It's Christians, conservatives, those with central biblicist viewpoint that's causing all of the problem, according to the leftists and what they're saying. I believe Kevin is on the line. Kevin, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thanks for your program. Appreciate you very much. You're right on target with the Muslim invasion, because as soon as Trump gets out, that's what the seer, the prophet, the watchman, Brandon Briggs, seen that prophesied Trump getting shot in the ear before he got shot in the ear 6 months at a time. He said he's seen Bibles being burnt by the billions, by the millions in the football stadiums, and people getting their head chopped off by the Muslims. It's either you take the mark of the beast or you get your head chopped off. That's how I believe it's going to happen. It's going to be a total invasion. The Antichrist is that prophet Muhammad from Saudi Arabia, that prince from Saudi Arabia, famous one. He's going to be the Antichrist. It's going to be a total Muslim takeover. They're going to open the floodgates into America after Trump gets out of office, and it's going to be total takeover.
So Kevin, one of the things, let me put a little clarification and a parenthetical footnote on your statement. The demographers in 2009 said that by 2050, America would be under the domination and control of Islam. And yet it seems as though those in charge, those in authority on both sides of the aisle, Democrats and Republicans on both sides of the aisle, are doing zip, zero, nothing about it. And secondly, let me tell you, clarification also, in Daniel, the 11th chapter, beginning with about it's left page, right column, about verse 31 in my Bible and following, the Antichrist shall be a homosexual Islamic that will come to the forefront after the rapture of the church and will lead the world in worshiping Allah. But I want us to understand, Kevin, the good news is the rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. If you're saved, if I'm saved, and every saved person, everyone under the sound of my voice that said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, as little boy says, it's poor grammar, but it makes a point, I ain't going to be here. And if you're saved, you won't be here. And it's one of the things that we should rejoice in, the realization that every day we're getting closer and closer to that time. Luke 21:28 says, look up, lift up your head, for our redemption draweth nigh. And that should challenge every Christian to recognize that God is still on the throne, God is still in control, even though we see these things ravaging our nation, taking away our biblical rights, our constitutional rights. We need to rejoice in the realization that God is on the throne, and we win in the end. Kevin, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe Derby's on the line. Derby, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, one more point on immigration. This is something that the Biden administration instituted. It was called humanitarian parole. That means that Cubans could come over for 6 months or 2 years with a visa lasting that long. And then if they behave, they could apply for citizenship. The thing is that some of these Cubans are former Castro supporters. They worked for Castro. Now they say, oh, I want to leave because of oppression. No, they were the oppressors. Then they come to Miami and ask for social benefits, and they are paid more than a regular Cuban refugee who came years ago. They're paid more than an American citizen who is in Social Security. And not only that, even more recently, there were Cubans coming over with money to set up businesses in Miami and then get even richer and then go back to Cuba even richer. And these Cubans were trained by the Castro regime, given money by the Castro regime. They were friends of Castro. And how can our immigration department not vet all of these Cubans? We have too many Cubans already. We don't need any more Cubans or Mexicans or Venezuelans. We got plenty of them already. Stop immigration and get only the very, very best.
Amen. I agree with what you're saying, Derby. One of the things that we saw for the entire term of Sleepy Joe Autopen Biden was that the borders were open, and we had all of the thugs, all of the murders, rapists, robbers, et cetera, all of those out of, as Trump calls it, the insane asylums, all sent to America. And some say they were about 10 million. I say that somewhere between 20 and 25 million came across our borders, and it would take a lifetime, even with what Trump is doing, it'll take a lifetime to remove all of those illegal invaders from America. And it is in the process of denigrating and destroying our way of life, and especially our morals, ethics, and values, and biblical truth. We're witnessing that taking place. And so, Derry, although that sounds horrible as it is, we need to keep looking up, we need to keep praying, and we need to get back in church as a people. We're witnessing the decay as a result of the apostasy from our churches. Derby, our time is up today, but thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
It's one thing to quote, "Father, forgive." It's another thing to forgive your husband's killer with the world.